Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. Just want to remind you where we've been, going over some of the general methods of guidance. Our goal is to expand the ways that we allow and recognize God to reveal himself to us. We're not trying to achieve a certain level of proficiency or achieve any kind of level of, being expert at something. If the Lord only communicates one way or provides guidance one way for you the rest of your life, if that's his choice, that's fine. We just want to be available in case he wants to do something different for us. So when we approach guidance, and we've talked week after week about it's not about making the right decision, it's about depending on God, hearing from him, and recognizing that our desire for guidance is one of the great tools that he uses to develop relationship. So we've been talking about some of the general means that he provides guidance, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you believe in God or not. He guides, leads, directs. Now, not only does he desire us to know him and use our need for guidance to bring that relationship to the forefront, he also uses our need for guidance as a way to draw us into lessons, training, in the supernatural realm. So if you are not interested in what is going on in the supernatural realm, that may be something you want to talk to God about. Because remember, there's the three realms of reality. There's the spirit realm, the supernatural realm, and the natural realm. You and I are three-parted beings. We are spirit, soul, and body. And we have either a dead spirit or a live spirit if we've been born again. We are born after spirit. So the things of the spirit are now part of our new nature because our new nature is spirit. But we still have the same soul, and your soul dwells in the supernatural realm. Your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions function in the supernatural realm, as do other supernatural beings, angels and demons being the most, what we're most familiar with. So when we talk about supernatural means of divine guidance, this is where God draws our attention and hopefully stirs up an interest, if we're not interested, in learning about the supernatural realm. This is not necessarily an internal hearing the spirit, hearing our spirit being speaking to us. This is going beyond that and learning about an area that we already have authority over, the supernatural realm. Now, if you do already have an interest, allow God to expand it. and let him teach you and maybe redirect, if necessary, any area where you have a misconception or belief that he wants to change or reinforce. But we want to start with the idea that we're looking at the supernatural realm. This is in addition to developing our personal relationship with God. We are also, as part of that training, learning how to live as spirit beings exercising authority over the supernatural realm. Now, one of our challenges living in the day and age we live in is so much information is not passed down from one generation to the next. And in regards to the supernatural realm, we do have a lot of misconceptions. And those are perpetuated when they're not corrected, simply passed on from one generation to the next. And then when someone does have a fresh experience or fresh revelation or knowledge of the way the supernatural realm functions, very often they are ostracized and not welcome in the body of Christ because it's different. Well, this is one of the reasons why we want to emphasize how important it is that we bring our experiences, our understanding, our revelation to God. It's not, does it fit your theology or my theology or what mainstream or non-mainstream, anything. We always go back to God. Now, there may be times when he teaches you things and he simply says, not yet. And it may be just for another time, and it may not even be for this time. So we allow God to reveal himself through every single different situation in the way that he chooses. So looking at the supernatural means of divine guidance, we're going to look through the pretty basic categories of the ways that God guides us supernaturally. Now, supernaturally is simply supernatural, above nature. Become familiar and comfortable with the topics we're going to talk about, and the Lord is likely to open up his treasure box with greater expressions of his creativity. This is one of the things we've forgotten about God, that part of his character and nature is to give. And he expresses that giving in creativity. And to think that God only does things a certain way because that's what's written in the book, that's what we've been taught, that's what our experience is, that's what makes sense to us, we're saying God must conform to our beliefs, to our understanding. Instead, we look and see how if God is eternally creative, he can't give all of himself. So he is eternally creative. He will never stop doing something new. He is new every morning. So when we try to limit him that this is the way he does these things, we are resisting his very nature. Now, your spirit is already in full agreement with what God wants to do in your life. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry that God's going to be offended or resent or any negative connotation whatsoever if you aren't ready for something he's revealing to you. Because in your spirit, it's already been revealed and accepted and embraced. Our soul is where we have our problem. And remember, our soul functions in the supernatural realm, which is one of the reasons why when we start talking about the supernatural realm, we often run into passionate roadblocks. That this, you can't do this or you have to do that. And we are just going to present some information out there and you take it to God. If he's not wanting to talk to you about these things now, that's fine. If he really wants you to go much farther beyond what we talk about, that's fine. That's between you and him. His purpose for you is special and unique and creative. And we embrace that. We love that about him, that his passion for each one of us is unique. And the path he has for each one of us is unique and special. So this is why we're only starting with these general and broad supernatural basics for divine guidance. And note, we are confident that there are many other ways that God leads us supernaturally. As we depend on him, in turn, the Lord, because he has revealed himself to our soul, he can then reveal himself more and more. He can trust us with more of himself because we can accept him more of himself. And we can accept more of his creativity, his innovations, his new way of doing things. As we have learned to depend on him to get our needs met, we also relate to the supernatural merely as an extension of his hand in our lives. This is why it's real important that you know that God loves you, that you have experienced his love for you. If you start going into areas where you are not sure of that, where you are maybe fearful or uncertain, you may confuse yourself. You may strengthen your soul, your solical, your flesh, your own way of doing things. And since our goal is to learn to depend on him, that can be counterproductive. So if you are going into areas that you're interested in but haven't been there before and not maybe don't want or concerned, maybe fearful, as long as you are moving forward with the absolute certainty by experience that you know that you know that you know that how much God loves you, and that everything he's doing in your life is for your good. When you're certain of that, you can embrace any experience, any training opportunity that he places you in, because you know it's not to trick you. It's not to hurt you or those around you. He's not trying to trip you up. This is not a test. It is, but it all is. It's all a training opportunity. It's not a pass-fail test. It's just as we know how strong steel is because we test it. We know how smart people are because we test them. This is not about the grade. It's about discovery. We find out how much we trust God by taking these tests, by going through the training. And he reveals areas where we are still wounded so that he can heal us, where we still believe lies, so he can reveal truth, where we are still trying to do things in our own strength, so he can begin to remove our reliance on our own strength. We can't have two gods. There's only one throne. God sits on it. When we try to sit with him on that, or if we allow somebody else to sit on that, we're going to have a civil war. So we come to the supernatural realm, learning supernatural means of divine guidance with that understanding that the opportunities are presented by God for us because he loves us. And these are more opportunities for him to reveal how much he loves us. So as he moves in our lives in the supernatural, whether they're spectacular activities, whether we see revelations, or whether nothing changes, what we're looking for is recognizing that everything, the supernatural realm and the natural realm, are merely an extension of his hand in our lives. He has control over all of it, and it is for our good. So it's not about the strength or amount of our faith. Because remember, it takes just a seed. But the basis or foundation of that faith is always dependence on the Lord. Okay? So what the major topics we're going to talk about are angels, signs, dreams, visions, trances, and open visions. And that would kind of put all into one category. And especially fleecing. We're going to spend some time on that. And again, these are broad categories. But we want to start with the overall approach that these all happen at an intersection of the natural, the supernatural, and the spiritual. And the more we are open with that foundation of dependence on God, knowing that he loves us, as we are open, he will totally impress us, overwhelm us, astound with his creativity and innovation. Our testing is not going to be superficial. It will be, Lord, is this you? Does it line up with the character of God? Does it line up with revealing a God who loves us? A God who loves me, a God who loves you. So let's start with talking about angels. Now, angels are supernatural beings created by God to minister to us in a variety of ways. Both angels and demons abide by the same authority that governs the supernatural realm. They are both under the authority of spirit beings. Who are spirit beings? God and believers. Those who have been born again, born of the Spirit. Spirit begets spirit. Like begets like. You're born again. You're born of spirit. You are spirit. You also have a soul and you live in a body. But your new nature is living spirit. Therefore, you immediately and automatically have authority over all in the supernatural realm and all in the natural realm. Does that do us any good? Most often not. We have a ways to go. But this is what we're here for, is to learn how to live as spirit, which is to who you, again, who you truly are. So you have authority over others in the supernatural realm. And here we're just going to talk about angels, specifically, and maybe some demons. And I like to call very often demons just critters, because that seems to take out a lot of the fear, is they're just critters. They're just doing what they were made to do. And there's a time and a place to have a healthy fear of some critters. But it's not. It's based on reality. You have authority, but they do have power. They do have abilities and strength. We have the wisdom, though, to learn how to exercise authority and have be the spirit being over their supernatural being. Both angels and demons do what they were created by God to do. This is real important. God created angels and God created demons. Angels minister to us. Demons minister against us. They both do the bidding of God. We all do the bidding of God. There is no one or no thing that is outside of the direct instruction and energy and life of God. There was no whoops, and we'll get into this some other time and spend a lot more time on this, but for right now, there was no whoops. How did this happen? How did these angels do something I didn't see? Or the whole other concept of, well, he knew that was going to happen and let it happen. Well, God created everything. There's nothing that was not created. There was no whoops. And it makes much more sense just to accept that it takes both the left hand and the right hand of God to mold his vessels. That we need the blessing and, yes, the cursing in our life in order to learn to live as a spirit being. There's going to be good. There's going to be bad. Don't take it personal. It doesn't mean, okay, you failed somewhere. It's part of God's plan for you, for good things to happen and bad things to happen. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. That doesn't mean we go looking for trouble. This is why it's so important. Lord, am I supposed to do anything about this? Is this something you're trying to draw my attention? Are you trying to get my attention by these bad things happening? Or even by these good things happening? Should I read anything into it? And the more we can have these wonderful conversations with God, very often doesn't change the circumstance. But we're not distracted by it. We learn what we're supposed to learn and just go on. And we take it in stride. This is part of the great disservice that has been done to so many Christians with the idea that if you are in the center of God's will, nothing bad will happen to you. And that's just could not be further than from the truth. While you are in this earth, you will have tribulation. What a promise. How often do we claim that one? But that's part of our opportunity here on this earth. Some have a wonderful, easy life. And some have, you go, wow, you know, how can they even get up in the morning? And each one of us, God has created and crafted our set of circumstances for us. And to teach you about your soul and how to exercise your authority, He is also has an adventure planned for each one of us that involves learning about the supernatural realm. And very often, by means of our desire for guidance, for direction. So we accept that both angels and demons are part of our training, learning about them. And once you accept that, hopefully some of the concern, whether good or bad, whether you are overly impressed or under-impressed or whatever your thoughts are, allow God to reveal what He wants to teach to you about the angels and demons. He may not want to even speak to you about it right now. That's fine. Because then, if you, Lord, I'm open if you want. You know, Lord, if you want to talk to me about angels, if you want to have them appear to me and teach me about it, that's fine. I accept, Lord, that even right now, they are present in my world, in my circumstances. Likewise with demons, Lord, I accept that they have access into my life in a variety of different ways, that they are in the supernatural realm, and that because my soul is in the supernatural realm, we run across each other all the time. Most of the time, without any effect whatsoever. But Lord, I also recognize that there is nothing to fear. That spiritually, I know what it takes to protect myself in regards to dealing with supernatural beings. And I know that, again, you're not going to put me in a situation that is outside of your desire for training. And that training, that desire for training, is based on your love for me. So, angels minister to us, demons minister against us. Angels have differing levels of skill, power, and assigned tasks. Likewise, demons have differing levels of skill, power, and assigned tasks. When you start seeing the angels are the right hand of God, the demons are the left hand of God. Don't get any more complicated than that. God has two hands. On the right, his right hand are the angels, his left hand are the demons. Take that thought and let God speak to you and reveal to you any area that he wants to, any wound, any belief, any concern or fear or revelation or create creation, anything that he wants to speak to you about that. And we'll move more deeply into talking about angels and divine guidance next week. In the meantime, feel free to drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Visit the website. There's a contact page there. And we will be picking it up here next week. Until then, thank you for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.